This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There's some organized labor news to pass on that is fit to print, so to speak. California home child care workers voted to unionize on Monday. These are independent providers who work mostly out of their own homes or in the homes of the families that they work for. They'll be able to collectively bargain with the state, which pays and licenses most of these businesses to provide subsidized care for low-income communities. A handful of other states have seen something similar happen, but California is by far the biggest as the country grapples with a child care crisis during this pandemic. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that one.
Zoila Toma is seeing only about a third of her usual business as a Los Angeles daycare provider, and her expenses are going up for cleaning supplies, face shields, and masks.
I'm spending right now all this money, and I'm not going to see it because I don't know if the kids are coming back or not.
Toma hopes the union she fought for will be able to negotiate more livable wages, access to health care and paid sick leave, which most workers like her don't have in the middle of a pandemic.
Nobody's allowed to get sick here. It is scary. It is scary.
Child care workers are among the lowest paid in the country. In California, the majority are women of color, and one quarter live in poverty.
It's a workforce that has received very little attention and very little financial resources.
UC Berkeley childcare expert Leah Austin surveyed childcare providers and found a quarter had closed while many others remained open despite financial and health concerns.
They have skipped their own income. They are taking on personal credit card debt to cover their program expenses. And one in five have missed a rent or mortgage payment.
Not only is the industry unsustainable for providers, but families as well, says Kristen Rowe Finkbeiner at the advocacy group Moms Rising.
Childcare in most states already costs more than public college.
She says caretaking has been devalued, not just for individuals, but our entire society. The U.S. is the only wealthy country without some kind of national childcare program. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.